Hello, Debbie speaking.
Hi, Debbie. This is Porush from AIG.
Oh, hi. How are you going?
I'm good. Thank you, Debbie. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks.
Sorry for not responding or for missing your calls. I just recently changed my laptop at work, and the phone system is not connected properly, and it just goes to my voicemail.
Oh, okay.
Call me on this number. I'm calling from my mobile. If you want to keep that number with you, it's my own number. It's not a company phone. That's why it's not in my signature.
Oh, okay.
But you can give me a call on this number, 0401.
Yeah.
882-608. Okay. Okay.
Right.
It's my own. So you can give me a call on this number if you can't reach me there, because I just don't rely on the landlines much, unfortunately.
No, that's fair enough. No. I just wanted to, because we spoke, I think it was last week, our client got an email requesting this specific certificate. You wanted to have a look at that. So just wondering.
I've already sent it to our Thai office, and I've told them that there's nothing to ask for. And there's no commercial, there's no certificate of insurance here. We are the insurers, so they should not be asking for all this information. That's about that. I've already done that. I haven't got a reply back from them. I've also told them to finalize this matter. This is going on for way too long. Not sure if the consignee wants to pursue the claim any further. I don't even know what the quantum is, what is the amount they are claiming for. We've got a preliminary report. We received a couple of updates from our loss adjuster, but they keep saying that we're still waiting for information regarding causation and all. And I've just told them, just send whatever you have. And we have no idea what the quantum is, what is the amount they're claiming. Are they claiming a total loss of all the bottles, or is it just the cleaning costs, or is it just the recorkage? There's no information. I'm happy
this
to.
This is not our client. This is the other. It's not our client that's holding this up, is it, or is it our client?
No, it's not our client. It's not the insured.
No.
I think it is the end consignee, whoever it is, in Thailand. I'm not sure. Is that the insured consignee? It's not. I'm just asking for, I'm just waiting for the surveyor to issue their full and final report with the quantum as to what they are claiming for, what is the amount. I'm just trying to see what this. There you go. Consignee. Yeah, the Great Wine in Thailand. So it's not the insured here, but it is their company in Thailand over there. I don't even know whether it is them who is delaying or is it the loss adjuster. I've spoken to the AIG Thai office, and I've just told them to push them to get a report with whatever information they have.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, does the insured know over here what their claim, what is the claim amount for, or what is the value of the claim? Because we will be settling the claim with the Thailand consignee. Because they are the end consignee, so the title of goods is transferred to them. So we pay the claim to the consignee in Thailand, insured over here.
Not to the insured, yeah. I'm not sure. Would you be able to put all sort of that into writing as to sort where the claim's at and what additional information you need? And I can certainly go back to our client and get anything that, you know, may be relevant for them to see if they can obtain.
Yeah, no, fair enough. That's fine. I mean, I am happy for insured to get us the details as well. I will send you I'll send you the last report that I received from our surveyor in Thailand. That will have a couple of updates before that, so you have an idea of where we are at. It's not enough information for me to pay the claim, because I'm not sure what the amount is being claimed as well. The amount being claimed as well. It doesn't specify. So let me know what you have and what the insured can help out with, and we can bypass the surveyor as well.
Okay. All right. Yeah, if you can get that through to me, let's try and wind this up.
Yeah, I'll. I'm just replying to you right now, and so I just thought I'll give you a call before I do so. Apologies for missing your call. It's not intentional. It's just that I'm not getting your call, so I just get a voicemail.
Okay, that's all right. Now I've got your number.
So keep that mobile number. I'll appreciate that. I'll send it to you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks, Libby.
That's all right. Bye.